Okay, today is Daf Gimel. We are on Daf Gimel, we're on the third line. We're up to Rabbi Yitzchak Amar. This is the fourth reason how to explain our Mishnah. Why is an egg laid on Yontif Usser? Why? Rabbi Nachman said, it's an issue of Nolad. Rabbi said, it's an issue of Hachana. Got prepared beforehand, right? That was two reasons. Rabbi Yosef said it's a gzera of peros hanoshrin, which means fruit that fell off a tree. Fruit that fell off a tree on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat, even though it fell off on Yontif. So we're not, just like you're not allowed to eat that, if an egg is laid, it's a similar type of thing. It's a gzera, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it, the egg. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, fourth reason, gzera mishum Mashkin Shezavu. It's a gzera, just like you're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat an egg that, so to speak, got squeezed out of a chicken. It's a gzera. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to him, that's the reason. Mashkin Shezavu Taimamai. What's the reason you're not allowed to drink any juice that got squeezed out of a fruit, even by itself? You don't squeeze a chicken to get the egg out. It comes out by itself. So why can't I drink liquid that came out of a fruit? Gzeira, t'gzeira, shema yitzchot. Because then maybe you'll come to squeeze it yourself. If I let the fruit ooze the liquid by itself, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to drink. Why? I didn't do anything. I sat here, I watched the liquid ooze out. No, but there's a gzeira. Maybe you'll squeeze it yourself. And if you squeeze it yourself, there's a malachas involved. So, dosh. He goof a gzeira. That's a gzeira. And I'm going to make a gzera. I can't eat an egg that was laid by itself because I can't drink juice that oozed by itself. But the reason I can't drink juice is because it's a gzera. Maybe I'll come to squeeze it myself, which I can't do. So that's a gzera to a gzera. And the same answer, no. Kulacha de gzera. It's one old gzera. It's one big gzera. What one big gzera? When they assered drinking juice that got oozed by itself, why did they asser that? It's a gzera. Maybe you'll come to squeeze it yourself. They included in that, and you can't eat eggs either. That are laid. It's part of the same rubric. Okay? The four reasons how to explain this Mishnah. Four reasons. Two of them are gzeras. The gzera of Mashkim Shezavu, this one, and the gzera of Peros that fell off a tree. The other two are real reasons. One said it's nolad, and the other one said it's hachana. Those are not gzeras. Those are real reasons. Not that these aren't real reasons either, but they're preventative reasons. Don't do this because it could lead to something worse. The first two reasons were not like that.
First two are derisive.
Right. So the Gemara says, "Kula k'Rab Nachman l'Amr Kikashin." Nobody wanted to hold up Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman said that the issue was nolad. And then the Gemara asked the question, so why did the Mishnah say that? So nobody wanted to hold up Rabbi Nachman. Kirabba namilo amri. They don't want to hold up Rabbi either. Hachana lesle. Hachana. The egg formed the day before, and it formed on a Shabbos. It's a little bit far-fetched. Nobody wanted to hold up Rabbi. El Rabbi Yosef said it was a gzera of fruit falling off a tree. Just like you can't eat the fruit that fell off a tree, so too you can't eat an egg that fell off a chicken, right? My time alone, Rabbi Yitzchak. What was wrong with the answer that Rabbi Yitzchak gave about Mashkin Shezavu? Like, why do they have different gzeiras? Amalach, beitza uchla. I'll tell you why. Because eggs are not liquid. They're solid things. So eggs are, fruit is food, beitza is food, uperos uchla. And fruit is food. The apple falls off a tree on Yontif. Am I allowed to eat the apple? No. Why not? I didn't do anything. It's a gzera. You'll come to take it off yourself. Right? It's a gzera. If I allow you to eat the fruit that fell off, you might come to pluck it yourself. So that makes it. And then, so we made a gzera. The same thing with the fruit of the chicken. You can't do anything yourself. What are you going to do? You're going to get the chicken. You're going to get the egg out early. How are you going to do that? I hear that. It's the same gzera. Why are we making a gzera? In other words, I understand why you can't eat an apple that fell off a tree. Why not? Because it's a gzera, you'll come to pluck it yourself. Right? It's a gzera. Don't eat the apple that fell off. Maybe you'll come to pluck it yourself. That's the malach of kotzer. So why am I asering eggs? Because they're similar. Similar idea of a fruit, of a food getting removed from its source. Okay, I hear.
Are these?
One second. Lafuke mashkin to lavuchla. Juice is not food. It's a very, 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 very non-similar gzera. That's why you don't want a hole like that. And Rabbi Yitzchak, my time alone with Rabbi Yosef. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak hold up Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yitzchak said a thing about the juice. He didn't want to hold about the issue with the fruit. Why not? What's wrong with that one? What's wrong with that gzera? A malach, I'll tell you what the problem is. It's not similar to fruit. Beitza, belua. The beitza is inside the body. Mashkin, beluim. The liquid's inside the body. They're much more similar. Lafuke peros, the megal lekaimi. The peros I'm staring at. Staring at the apple, waiting for it to fall off. That's not comparable to an egg, which is stuck inside the body. Can't even see it. So therefore, because of those reasons, they stick to their guns, and they're both gzeiras.
Are they saying why we can't eat the egg, or are they saying why Beis Hillel said? Or trying to understand why...
I'm trying to understand Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Now, before we go on, we have to do this the huge Tosfos of Gzeira. I'm going to do the whole thing. We're going to do a part of it. Tosfos asks an unbelievable question. Don't we have a rule that you're allowed to cook on Shabbos, on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, right? So why is there a gzeira that I can't eat an egg because maybe I'll take an apple off a tree? Why can't I take an apple off a tree? If I can light up a fire and cook eggs, and cook anything I want, cook meat, why can't I take an egg off a tree? Why not? What?
The time frame that you can move on something.
What do you mean? I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So why can't I take over that apple? Why can't I pull an apple off a tree?
Kotzer.
What?
Kotzer's not cooking.
Why? But why can't I do kotzer? Why not? Why not? Why not?
Can you do
shechting?
Yes, you can do shechting. Shechting I can do. Shechting I can do. I can shecht an animal yontif, right. and I can cook on yontif.
But don't we say that cooking on yontif is because you're making the food better? You're
what?
Having the best.
No.
Is it something to do with something that you couldn't have done before yontif?
Not when it comes to cooking. When it comes to other machshir, you can't go shopping on yontif. Because shopping you could have done beforehand. So you can't go shopping. So what's the get there? And here we're going to do it right now. So the Tosfos has three levels of lines. There's the skinny lines, the middle lines, and then the big lines at the bottom. We're going to go to the middle lines. It's about halfway down. It's on the second word, which says Ach Tema. You see it there? Ach Tema? It's right after a star. It's right after a little letter. Ach Tema. My Shema Yalav Yitlosh. What is it? Zera? Maybe I'll pluck off an apple. I feel lechadchila mutter litlosh. Why can't I do the lechadchila? To ha'ochel nefesh mutter. Anything for food is mutter on yontif. No? Shechting and cooking you can do, but plucking you can't do? V'gam kasha lekaman. Tanan, it's going to say later on. Ain't sudden dogim may not be burim beyontif. You're not allowed to trap fish. It's a complicated gemara there. They're already half trapped. You're not allowed to trap fish. Why not? Ha'ochel nefesh, it's ochel nefesh. The Ein Lomar, don't tell me the answer that somehow I just say now here. The Chol Davish Yachol Asos in the Erev Yontif, as you could do before Yontif, Asur Lasos to be Yontif Atzmo. You're not allowed to do it in Yontif. If you could have done it, don't say that. That's not true. It doesn't apply to cooking. Why? Kilo is Avid Le Erev Yontif. If you didn't do it on Erev Yontif. Unless you couldn't have done it in Erev Yontif. I couldn't have done it in Erev Yontif. But if you could have done it, why can't you cook in Erev Yontif?
You can, but the food is better if you eat it. Oh,
so who? That's not the reason. That's not the reason.
I understand that.
That's not the reason. So in other words, don't tell me that that's the reason. Because you can only do something on Yom Tov that you couldn't have done Erev Yom Tov. That's not true. Ki ha-darminan hu v'lo machshirav. When it says food, but not machshir preparations. Pirish, ochel nefesh v'lo machshirav. Kigon, l'sakin shpud. My knife broke. So when did the knife break? If the knife broke before Yom Tov, why don't you fix it before Yom Tov? You fix it on Yom Tov for. That's what you're not allowed to do. Right? Omer lochem lechol chotzechem v'hu levado itzrich lesser machshirin she'ev shelotakin me'erev yontif. If something broke and you need to do some fixing, and you could have done it before yontif, you can't do it on yontif. Alma dafka b'machshirin. Only when it comes to preparations, yesh chiluk bein efshir lasos me'erev yontif bein efshir. That's only then. But ochel nefesh kuli alma modu. Everybody agrees. Dafilu efshir lasos me'erev yontif. Even if I couldn't cook this beforehand. Mutter lasosim biyantif. I'm allowed to do it on yantif. So why can't I take an apple off a tree? Why not? Here's his answer. V'yesh lomar, the lakach ain't sudden. The reason why you can't trap is because shema tameim she ain't am tzarech. Because maybe you'll trap non-kosher fish too. So then why can we? It says v'lo nehiver. That's not right. Dim Cain, have a malacha shen tzvicha lagufa. It would be, I'm doing a malacha for not intended, and then it should be, it's not an alasar anyway. That can't be the reason. The muteras, maybe darbanon it's also, but midaraisa, I could do that. Al Cain, pershe ben chananel, mikinon, the birushalmi, yesh, ach, asha yochal nefesh. It says, on yantif, you can eat whatever you want. On yantif, you can have ochal nefesh. V'samech lei, and the pasuk says right next to it, u'shamartem es ha-mitzvos, and you should guard the mitzvos. What those two pasuk have to do with each other? Guarding mitzvos and eating on yontif, nothing to do with each other. Says Tosfos, osam malachos mishimur ve'elech, only malachos from shimur, guarding, and on, hemutaros. Only those are mutar. Dehainu, melisha ve'elech. In the order of making bread, Lisha is number 11. Cooking is number 12, or 10 and 11. Lisha is number 10. Cooking is the last thing you do before you cook is Lisha. What do you do before that? You plow, you plant, you do kotzer, merakeh, all these. None of that you're allowed to do on Yontif. I don't know how to do that on Yontif.
What's Lisha again?
Lisha's kneading. Kneading the dough. That's really when you're watching to make sure nothing happens, nothing goes wrong. I'm watching to make sure that the kosher goes right? No. Only from leash and on. That's right. Aval shar malachos demikodem lochein osrin. Anything before that is asr. Kidemuchach b'vod v'yushalmi yesh minach hamiyat ach shalolitzar. You can't do ksira. Therefore, you can't take apples off trees, can't take any fruit off any trees on yontif. I tochel nefesh. Not a blanket heter. It only applies from Lisha and on, what's after Lisha? Cooking. And after that, it goes on to other, after that cooking's over, then I have Shechita. So why Shechita yes and trapping no? I don't know. Tosfos said, because you're going to trap the bad fish. He says, that can't be right. So I don't know why Shechita yes and trapping no. Okay? That's a fundamental rule of Hilchos Yontif. It only starts at Lisha. That's how we pass it like that. Okay. What are we up to? The Afrim Yochanan Savar, Gzeira Mishra Mashkim Shazavu. And also Rabbi Yochanan had this issue of Gzeira Mashkim Shazavu. The Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Rabbi Yochanan brought a stira. The Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda Umashani. He brought a contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda, and he answered the contradiction, and within that contradiction we're going to see that he held the same thing about Mashkim Shazavu. That the reason why you can't eat an egg that's laid on Yontif is because it's a Gzeira, just like liquids getting squeezed out of a fruit. What? We're gonna get to that. Tanan, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says, "Ain't soch to the saperus losiyim hamashkin." You're not allowed to squeeze out fruit on Shabbos. Not allowed to do that. V'im yotzu miyatzman asurin. And if they got squeezed out by their own, you can't drink the liquid, right? You can't squeeze the liquid, right? Rashi says, "Bo bayom gzeir shem yitzchot." It's gzeir, you'll do it yourself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a minute. Im la'ochlin hayotzi mehem mutter. Right? If I'm eating the fruit, then why can't I have the liquid? Rashi says, hein mechunasin aperos halolu hayotzi mehem mutter bo b'yom. Dekivin delo nichole bahani mashkin, lek lemizah shem yitchot. I want to eat the fruit. The fact that the liquid came out ruined it for me. I wanted a good, juicy fruit. Now, liquid came out. I was never going to squeeze it myself. Because if I squeeze it myself, I don't want orange juice. I want an orange. I want a good, fat orange. If I squeeze out the orange, I got nothing there. I got some pulp. I don't want that. So if I wanted to eat the orange, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to squeeze. You're allowed to drink the liquid if it squeezes it on its own. There's no gzeira, I'm going to squeeze it. Why would I do that? If I do that, I'm ruining it for myself. However, v'im l'mashke d'yotzi mehen aser. If I was waiting to squeeze the orange, and I can't do it on Shabbos because I learned to tell Shabbos now how to squeeze oranges, and the liquid came out on its own, you can't drink it. This is gzeira, you'll do it yourself. Right? Okay? Alma, what do you see from here? Kol ochlin lo bihuda, uchlo da afrasu. All food is, considered a part of the food, right? Verminu, but one second. In Ervin, he says something different. It says over there, v'od umr bihuda, masne odam al kalkala shall pay with biyamtif rishon, v'ochlo b'sheni. Guy forgot to take off Trumas and Maizras on Rosh Hashanah. Trumas means the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. He forgot to take off Trumas and Maizras. So what does he do? He makes a Tanai. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, what he does is he separates the Truma, and he says like this, if today's not really Rosh Hashanah, then I'm separating the Truma. And if it is Rosh Hashanah, I didn't do anything. But he separates it and leaves it over there. Tomorrow, on day two, he comes over to the same separated stuff, and he says like this, if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, and today's not Rosh Hashanah, then I'm separating the Truma. And if yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah, and today is Rosh Hashanah, then I separated it yesterday, then you can eat it. You can eat it through a Kohen, and you can eat the rest. That's what Yehuda says you can do. You can make a game like that. V'chein, also, Beitza Shanol de Barishon, Tolcha B'sheni. If an egg is laid on the first day, you can eat it on the second day based on the same logic. If yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, today is not Rosh Hashanah. And if yesterday is not Rosh Hashanah, then it was laid yesterday. So either way I can eat it. Right? And Rashi just points out, which is amazing, because Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, and we're going to do this for the next 3 days. Rashi points out, Havishtei Kedushos, which is a big sugi starting tomorrow, that Rosh Hashanah has two separate kedushos, echad chol, ve'echad yantif. One of them is chol, one of them is yantif. Fanol de barishon mutaris b'sheni. Now that's a controversy, that this 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is like one's chol and one's kodesh. Because we'll see tomorrow. Starts tomorrow, goes into Sunday and Monday. Now, b'sheni in, but barishon low. But you can't eat this egg on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, right? Why can't I eat it the first day? Why not? The answer is, why can't I eat it the first day? Why not?
All these reasons.
Right, so we're going to say the reason is, let's say it's because of the Mashkin issue. And if it's because of the Mashkin issue, he contradicted himself. He allowed me, in Masechta Shabbat, he allowed you to drink the orange juice when I don't want the orange juice. Why you allow me to drink it? You're not going to worry about squeezing it. He allows it. And here he doesn't allow it. What's the gzera? What's going to happen if I eat the egg? I'm going to come to squeeze chickens? What kind of gzera is that?
Because if the second day is truly Yom Tov, then the first day was Chol, and therefore there was no issue.
Right. But he doesn't let you eat on the first day. Why? What's wrong with the first? No. What's wrong with the first day?
Because there's
a... So it's a gzera, mashkin shezavu. What do you see? Does he hold from it or does he not hold from it? In Shabbos, he didn't hold from it. Here he holds from it. So the answer is, Umashani Rabbi Yochanan, Michulefes Hashita, change the opinion in Shabbos. Right? Umit Kamarambaluhu Adadi, and the fact that he was busy with changing Shitas, Shmamina, that he himself held, the reason is, Mashkim Shesavu. 4 reasons, Rabbi Yochanan also held with this reason. Right?
He didn't switch the
Shitas,
just change what he was saying?
Yeah. So he agreed he can't do it. He's consistent. He never allows you to do it. Rabbi Yehuda never allows you to do it. Shema mina, chad taimahu. It's the same reason. Right? And Rashi says in the bottom line, Uman da asa baha, b'shari baha, shari baha. Either you allow eggs and orange juice, or you don't. You can't have a split opinion. Okay. Ravina Amar, which means I'll give you a different answer how to explain this contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita about orange juice and eggs. Ravina Amar lo motepa. You don't have to switch any opinions. Gesundheit. Rabbi Yehuda lidvrehem derabanan ka'amaluhu. He's talking to the Rabbanan. And he says as follows. Lididi, according to me, afilu barisho nami shariyo. I hold you can eat the egg on the first day too. I hold you can eat the egg on the first day. Why? Do'ochel da'afrisu. I can eat the chicken on the first day. Why can I eat the chicken on the first day? Because you're allowed to shecht. You're allowed to shecht. So I can eat the chicken, so I can eat the egg inside. I hold you can eat the egg inside. El lididchu, but according to you guys, according to the Rabbanan, odili mihas the b'sheni sharia. On the second day, you should agree with me that the egg can be eaten, because of my trick. Well, it's the first day is Rosh Hashanah, second day is not. The first day is not Rosh Hashanah, then it was laid on the chol. So I can eat the second day. You don't agree with that? The shtei kedushos hein? Two kedushos? Formerly Rabbanan lo, kedusha achasi. It's a kedusha achas, one kedusha. What does that mean, one kedusha? We'll see tomorrow what that means. And at the end of tomorrow's daf, it starts. What does Rosh Hashanah mean, one kedusha? 2 days, one kedusha. What does that mean? What it means is, what?
It's not about
Sekhid Yom at all. Since Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, so when you woke up in the morning on the 30th day of Elul, it could also be Rosh Hashanah. But you won't know that because Adam didn't get to the Yerushalayim yet. So the Chacham made a rule, treat the 30th day of El as if it's Rosh Hashanah. Don't do Malacha. Don't do Malacha. Right? Because it could very well end up being Rosh Hashanah. It's the only yunt if you have this problem. Don't do Malacha because it could be Rosh Hashanah. We'll try to get the word out as soon as possible. What about Tekiah Shofar? I don't know. What about davening? I don't know. No one discusses it. Don't do malacha. And then the second day, which is the third, let's say it was not Rosh Hashanah. It was not Rosh Hashanah. No Adam came. Then the next day is Rosh Hashanah. That's considered one Kedusha. Because it's one long Kedusha, because we're not going to know what's going to happen. As opposed to the standard 2 days, where 1 day is for sure Yontif, and 1 day is for sure not Yontif. Right? Like Shavuos. 1 day is for sure, 1 day is for sure not. 1 day is a suffix. Here's not a suffix, a different kind of suffix. The suffix was the Adam coming, different kind of suffix. And therefore it's called one Kedusha. We'll get to it tomorrow. Now, another way to explain the contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina bridge of the Rav Ula Amar, Hacha, B'Tarnagolet, Ho Medes L'Gabel Beitim. No. Here the issue is, it's a chicken that was raised to eggs. For Rabbi Yehuda L'Taimei, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Islay Muksa. There's a Muksa problem. Since the chicken is not ready to eat, you can't move it. So how can you touch the egg? It's a Muksa. If the chicken's never going to be eaten, you can't move the egg, the chicken. Here's the chicken, can't move the egg. Right? It's Muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds for Muksa. Now, therefore, he doesn't hold of Mashkim Shazav. Nothing to do with that. Therefore, the orange juice you could drink, but the egg you can't eat. Not because of that reason. The zera Mashkim. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's Muksa. Very simple. Now, Meisvei. This is a kasha back on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak who held that the egg laid has zera problems. It's zera. Either because you're going to squeeze fruit, or you're gonna pluck apples off trees. For those reasons, you can't eat eggs. If those are the reasons, echad beitzah shenolda b'Shabbos, there's a price that it says, whether an egg is born on Shabbos, echad beitzah shenolda b'yantif, or an egg is laid on yantif, ain't metalpil and osa. How to touch it. Lo mach lo l'chasos bo'es ha'kli, you can't even cover a kli with it. V'lo lismoch bo kari mita, you can't use it to hold up your bed. I'm sorry, you can't use it to cover a kli. Aval kofa ola es akli. You can take a kli to cover it. Bishvil telot shaloti shaver. So that the egg shouldn't break. You don't want anything to happen to the egg. Take a kli and cover it. Says Rashi. You can do that. Says Rashi right here. Aval kofa ola es akli. Afa gaf. Di ein in the tell us. You're not going to move the egg. So we have a rule. If you're not allowed to move the egg, then you're not allowed to move anything to service the egg. That's a mukta issue. So I can't take a kli, a bowl, and cover the egg so that the egg doesn't get broken. Because by doing that, I have just now made the bowl not usable. And you can't make something not usable to service something that's muksa. Not allowed to do that. Says Rashi, nevertheless, I'm allowed to do it. Says Rashi, you can still do it. Why? Only allowed to move kalim for services for other uses on Shabbos. It must be, says Rashi. It must be. One second. I'm not allowed to move a bowl for an egg that's muksa. So how am I moving the bowl? Says Rashi. It must be you had to move the bowl for some other reason, a mutter reason. The bowl was in your bed. You wanted to go to sleep at night. What's the bowl doing in my bed? One of the kids put the bowl in your bed. So you're allowed to move the bowl. It's not even muksa. It's not even muksa, the bowl. But let's say it was muksa. You're allowed to move a hammer that's lying in your bed. You want to go to sleep. Then someone put a hammer there. You're allowed to move the hammer. I hammer's muksa. Yeah, but it's a kli she malachto le'iser. And a kli she malachto le'iser can be moved l'tzarech gufo for itself or l'tzarech menkomo. Says Tos was fleshing out Rashi. So if I am allowed to move a kli, if I am allowed to move a bowl or a hammer, once I pick it up to move it, I can move wherever I want. I don't have to move it to the closest location. I don't have to move it to the nearest spot. I don't have to put it back in the toolbox. I don't have to do that. I can put it wherever I want. Since a bowl is not muksa, I'm allowed to move. I have to move it for its needs. Once I move it, I can move wherever I want. And I can even cover the egg. Okay? Usveka asura. But if it's a suffake, it's usher. If what's a suffake? Right? If it's a suffake, if the egg is usher or not, you can't move it. Then this arva be'elef, and if the egg got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, kulan asuros, they're all usher. All 1,000 are usher. Why? What about bittel? So there's a rule, we don't say bittel on a dover sheyesh lo matirin. After Shabbos, it's not going to be usher. All muksa, by definition, is a dover sheyesh lo matirin. It will be mutter one day. If something will be mutter one day, there's no rules of bittel. Why? Rashi says, so wait. Have a little patience and wait. Now, Bishlomo l'Rabba, according to Rabba, Dama Mishum Hachana, who said the issue is Hachana, right, we don't know when this egg was formed, have you stake a Doraisa? Suffolk Doraisa. When was the egg formed? Was it formed on Shan Shabbos, on Yontif? V'chol stake a Doraisa l'chumra. El Rabbi Yosef l'Rabbi Yitzchak, the whole reason why you can't eat an egg is Gzira. Gzira, maybe you'll come to do something worse. The Amri Mishum Gzira. Sfeikat Derabanan. So this egg, we don't know when it was laid. The whole thing is a Sfeikat Derabanan. Sfeikat Derabanan Lekula. We have a rule, Sfeikat Derabanan Lekula. Right? So why can't I move the egg? I'm not sure when it was laid. Was it laid Friday or was it laid Shabbos? Was it laid Erev Rosh Hashanah or was it laid Rosh Hashanah? It's a Sfeik. The whole thing's a Gzira. So on a Gzira, on a Sfeik, I'm also in some Achmir? Doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, no. That wasn't the suffix. The suffix wasn't when it was laid. You're right. It's a Gzera Derabanan. Seifa Asan was suffix Trefa. No, I'm not sure it's a suffix if the mother of this bird was a Trefa. The mother of this egg was a Trefa. If the mother's a Trefa, the egg is a Trefa. That's the suffix. That's a Doraisa suffix. Is this egg even kosher? That's a Doraisa issue. Ihachi Eima Seifa. One second. Now get back to the Seifa. Nisarva Be'elef, if it mixed up with 1,000 eggs, Kulan Asurus, they're all Usher. Why are they Usher now? When it comes to Doraisas, we do say Bittel. It's not a Dovash Yeshal Matira now. It's never going to become Mutter this egg. Maybe it's a Treif. Iyamart, the Bishlam Asafik Yatav Safik Chol, have a Dovash Yeshal Matira. V'chol Dovash Yeshal Matira, I feel the Elflo Bittel. If something's going to become Mutter tomorrow, there's no Bittel. Rashi says, Shechol Ochol Ach Yantav, the Heter Gomer. Kiri Ach Yantav with Heter Gomer, with a big stamp of approval. Why are you eating it now? However, Eli Amar Tesafik Trefa, Davish Ein Lo Matirinu. It's something never going to become mutter for Tibatol Berov. Why if it falls into 1,000 other eggs, is it usher? Why? You hear what's going on? V'chitein beitza chashuv v'lo batla. You want to tell me because eggs are chashuv, and therefore they're not batal. That's only going to work according to one man damar. Hani chalaman d'amar kol shadarko limanos shaninu. That's only true if you hold kol shadarko limanos shaninu, which means it's sometimes sold by number, and sometimes it's sold by weight or estimation. Would a guy walk in and say, give me a bag of eggs. Give me a bag of eggs. How many eggs are in there? I don't care. Give me a bag. Give me a bag, weigh it, I'll pay for it. That could happen. That could happen. Nobody walks into a store and says, give me a bunch of pianos. How many? I don't know. Give me a bunch of... No one does that. But by eggs, people will do it. So if by eggs, people will do it, right, then maybe eggs are not bottle. That makes sense. Eggs are not bottle. Why? Because they're sometimes bought in a hush of a way, and sometimes they're not bought in a hush of a way. Ella, Laman Damer, Es Shadarko Limonos Chanino, it's only and always sold by number, Mayaka Lamar. Okay? Sorry.
Is it reversed?
I said it backwards?
Yeah. Wait, all the cases that we have by Bittel with meat,
yeah,
you have 12 steaks.
Right, and one's not kosher.
Most people don't say, give me 100 steaks, so give me a bag of steaks.
Right, so we're gonna say there's only 5 or 6 items in the world that we say this, and eggs is not on the list. So we're going to be back to our question. Ditnan, there's a mission Arla. If you have some kind of vegetables that were grown together with klayim, yidloku. You got to burn them. Why? Because klayim is asa b'hanah. There's arvu b'acheros. They got mixed up with other ones. B'acheros, b'acheros. And they all got mixed up with other ones. Kulam yidloku divra meir. They all have to be burnt. V'cham omer, no. Yalu b'aches mesayim. It can be batal 1 in 200. Shayu Rameir omer. Rameir says, es shadarko limnos mekadesh. Only things that are es shadarko limnos means always. S-O. Yes. S-Shadarko Limnos Mikadesh. They're always and only sold by number. They have to be destroyed. Right? No bittel. Why is it no bittel? Because they're chashev. I'm never going to say I want a bag of that. How many even? I don't care. A bag. You're never going to say that. Therefore, they're always sold by number. They're chashev. If they're chashev, they can't be bittel. You have to burn all that klai karim. V'cham omrim eino mikadesh el shisha dvarim bilvad. Only 6 things in the world have this issue. Only 6 things in the world have this issue. Okay? We're going to stop. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shiva. Here they are. V'elohim. It goes to Perech, Rimoni Badon, the different vegetables. Chavios Stumos, closed barrels, Chalfi Tardin, Kalche Kruv, Dalas Yavonis, Rabbi Kiva Mosif, Af Kikarvas Shabbal Abayas, Haroi Arla Arla, Haroi Kal Karim Kal Karim. Whatever they are, if they're fruits or vegetables, Vidmar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Es Shadakas Limel Shaninu, Rav Shimon Lakash Omar, Kol Shadakas Limel Shaninu, Hodni Chalur Rav Shimon Ben Lakash. So according to Rav Shimon Ben Lakash, it makes sense, right? If they're sold by Minyan, they're never going to become Batal. El Rabbi Yochanan, Mayakal Lamemar. What about Rabbi Yochanan? According to Rabbi Yochanan, right, an egg is sometimes sold in a bag. Give me a bunch of eggs. How many? I don't care. Give me a bunch of eggs. So then why is a Beitza not going to become Batal? That's the question. Sometimes it's sold by number. If it's sold by number, it becomes batel. So why not? We didn't answer the question. We'll answer it tomorrow. I want to stop here. Mr. Mintz has Yartzeit. He's going to say Kaddish, and then we'll say Slichas.